If you really take the ideal of Superman, you don't go to the Superman, let's say a person who is sticking to yoga, that by which I will become more powerful, more this thing. So you will see such a man more and more displaying his name, his credentials, and you know, not realizing that when you authentic contact with the divine brings humility. Why? Because you are you have the experience of the infinite. So when you experience the infinite, you automatically become humble. Whereas when you are moving on the under the stress of the ego, so then what will happen is that ego will take you to some place. It's not that it will not take you, because it's allowed in the play of the divine. You may turn to the divine with your ambition, and the divine may take you through that, giving you chance. But a time will come when you will collapse, and very badly. So mother has spoken about the danger of ambition and mixing it with spirituality. So I'll give you many examples I can give. I know people who have, you know, even they keep talking about it. Abhi, there was an interesting question. I think one of our participants had asked that, you know, other than Sri Aurobindo and the mother, are there people who have realized the supermind? Anybody who says this is a dangerous person. Not because one is not realizing, but the very fact that it finishes your ego. The Superman has no ego. And that's why it's difficult to understand. But there are people who do this, and it comes from even our tradition many times. And we have this tendency of revering the spiritual person. So Superman, Sri Aurobindo brought in the conception of the divine Superman. That's why he used. So what is the divine Superman? Divine easily becomes the servant of all. Where, you know, you don't mind. The divine doesn't go, oh, I am divine, you know, you better respect me. Divine is happy to be a king. He is equally happy to be on the floor, sleep with the commoners. Because for him, he sees himself everywhere. So the Superman will live in that consciousness, the divine Superman. The sign of really a yogi is that he forgets who he is, and yet he is a conduit of the divine. So this is the big difference. So essentially the difference of ego aggrandizing itself needs a Superman. Ego submitting itself so completely that nothing of itself exists, and one is nothing else except the divine passing through the person. Even to call that instrument is an ego. In that stage, you cannot even say that, you know, I just want to be an instrument of the mother. It will sound so egoistic. Whole creation is her instrument. What is not her instrument? The stone on the road is her instrument. So even to say that I am an instrument of the divine, or I want to be the instrument of the divine, it may start like that as an aspiration. But there comes a time when you see nothing else but the divine consciousness working in everyone and in every way. It's a very vast consciousness. You are one with the divine in its essence, and then you discover the way the divine operates in each one, and it's so delightful. So it'll be a consciousness of ananda. There will not be an ambition of anything. That people can carry ambition even in an ashram, that they want to become, let us say, the head of department. It can come anywhere. No, it can come in so many ways. So when you travel out, it could be, oh, you are from ashram, so people should treat you in a special way. None of this will be there. And spiritual ego is very dangerous. Particularly because, you know, nobody is there to point out. People normally will not walk up to a spiritual person, okay. And tell him that, you know, basically what you are talking is stupidity. Bharat mein toh bilkul nahi hoga. So that's why Mother and Sri Aurobindo did not want any of that old humbug stuff. They wanted genuineness, authenticity, a sincere heart, like a child. So you'll not recognize the Superman of Sri Aurobindo in any conventional way. If you are looking for it, you won't find it. Because he is humble, he is vast, he is benevolent. One word that mother has used about Superman is benevolent. And he has used another word, she has used another word, mentor consciousness. It's a mentor, very benevolent. And then Sri Aurobindo says that He, in fact, he uses the word that the gods often, talking of the Superman, they often work veiled by the light, in the light. So you won't get to know ki here is something superhuman which is working. And then he speaks of primarily these three things, wisdom, love and strength. These are the three hallmarks. So love is there, wisdom is there and strength is there. Obviously many other things, but this is the, if somebody can take out, there is an essay on Superman which I love to read. So whereas Asura is full of anger, Asuric Superman is angry, revolting. You know, he will even say things like that. You should be very careful. Sri Aurobindo has done what he had to do. Now I am carrying his work forward. I have heard this. I say, acha? What has to say? अरे वो हजार साल का प्रोजेक्ट देके गए हैं अभी करो उसमें लगे हो सुपर शोरबिंदर ने सुपरमेंटल पीपल टॉक सो चाइल्डिशली यू नो सुपर माइंड लाके उन्होंने रख दिया यहां पर कोई गिफ्ट बॉल होती है ना अब हमको फुटबॉल खेलना है उन्हें लाके रख दिया अब हमको यू नो हमारा सेल का द मोर यू कम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विद द डिवाइन Two signs are very obvious. One, the more you automatically begin to live in the presence of the grace. This is automatic. Mother has spoken about it. The second thing is it brings more and more humility and authentic humility. It's not a makeup humility. Main kuch nahi hoon. Sab to maa dekh rahi hai. Don't listen to all that. Woh bhi ek style ho gaya hai na. Woh bhi ek tarika ho gaya hai. You don't have to declare, he is so humble, you see. Human ego ka na koi limit nahi hai. So, but the more you turn humble, you become because you realize. When you realize that that is infinite, there is no end to the mystery, to the joy, to the manifestation. You can't even think that this is you. That's the sign of the Superman. Okay. So, there is an essay called Superman. In which Sri Aurobindo speaks of the ideal of the Superman by the Nietzsche, according to Nietzsche. Okay, so he speaks of what is Nietzsche. It is apt to be resented by average humanity because men are told or have a lurking consciousness that here is a claim the few to ascend to heights of which the many are not capable. To concentrate moral and spiritual privileges and enjoy domination, powers, and immunities hurtful to a diffused dignity and freedom in mankind. So considered, supermanhood is nothing more important than a deification of the race, rare or solitary ego that has out-topped others in the force of our common human qualities. You know, people who, oh, ye Superman hai. Nahi, wo to उल्टा हो गया बोलते देन देयर इज नो पॉइंट इन हैविंग वी कांट इवन यूज द वर्ड रेस द गॉस्पेल ऑफ ट्रू सुपरमैनहुड गिव्स अस ए जेनरस आइडियल फॉर द प्रोग्रेसिव ह्यूमन रेस एंड शुड नॉट बी टर्न्ड इनटू एन एरोगेंट क्लेम फॉर ए क्लास और इंडिविजुअल्स हम आश्रमाइट है हम सुपरमैन है आप कहां बाहर के लोग आ रहे गांव से कौन है ये बहुत खतरनाक चीज है जिस दिन भगवान सिखाएंगे लेसन ना सो दैट्स वेयर वी हैव टू बी सो केयरफुल देयर आर बोथ काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल यू विल सी इट इज अ कॉल टू मैन टू डू व्हाट नो स्पेसी हैज येट डन और एस्पायर्ड टू डू इन टेरेस्ट्रियल हिस्ट्री इवॉल्व इटसेल्फ कॉन्शियसली इनटू द नेक्स्ट सुपीरियर टाइप ऑलरेडी हाफ फोरसीन नाउ हियर कम नीज़े इज द वन हू फर्स्ट सेड इट And he looked into a Superman as a half-luminous, Hellenizing Slav with his strange clarities, his violent half-ideas, his rare gleaming intuitions that came marked with the stamp of an absolute truth and sovereignty of light. But Nietzsche was an apostle who never really entirely understood the message. So I'll come to where the... Because each of these has a history and I could go into it, but we'll get into a very long process. So where is the problem of the confusion? Especially in his concept of Superman, he never cleared his mind of a preliminary conclusion. For if a sort of human godhead is the goal to which the race must advance, the first difficulty is that we have to decide to which of two very different types of divinity the idea in us should rise. Oh, this is where the difference lies. For the deity within may confront us either with the clear, joyous and radiant countenance of the god or the convulsed visage of the titan. Nietzsche him the Olympian but presented him with the aspect of the asura. His hostile, because he didn't like the Christian idea. He was revolting against all the Christian idea. So he presents to us sometimes a Superman who fiercely and arrogantly repels the burden of simple sorrow and service. Not one who arises victorious over morality and suffering. His ascension. So basically what is it that, who fiercely and arrogantly repels the burden of simple sorrow and service. So Superman kaisa hona chahiye? Ek hai ki wo अपना संसार में है, अपना हाइट पर है, लोग उसके पास जा रहे हैं. एक सुपरमैन का आइडियल है वो जो साधारण से साधारण मनुष्य है, उसका ये नहीं सोच रहा है कि अरे इसका साथ में रहूंगा तो मेरा सुपरमैनहुड खत्म हो जाएगा. एक बार श्योरबिंदो से किसी ने चिट्ठी लिखी कि मैं तो यहाँ पर आया हूँ इवोल्यूशन और ये सब डिविनाइजेशन के लिए, और मुझे तो काम मिला है डाइनिंग रूम में जहाँ मुझे साधकों की सेवा करनी पड़ती है, मैं तो आपकी सेवा करना चाहता हूं. देखिए वहां भी ईगो. तो शिरविंद कहते अरे तुम उसको समझते हो कि वो कोई लो चीज है, तो फिर तो मैं भी रोज साधकों की सेवा कर रहा हूं चिट्ठियां लिख लिख के. इट वॉज हिज वे ऑफ रिमाइंडिंग कि ये जो दृष्टि है कि कुछ लोग स्पेशल है, ये खत्म, ये आज की एज की डिमांड है. शोरबिंदो इन दैट हाइट नेवर, दैट्स वाई परफेक्ट जेंटलमैन. वो निरोधा की वो है ना कि चिट्ठी पोस्ट करना, उनको तो वो ऐसे पूछ रहे हैं, आई सपोज दिस लेटर हैज टू बी पोस्टेड. निरोधा लिखते हैं 100 हंग्री हैंड्स विल कम, मेरे को दीजिए, मुझे दीजिए. सो मेनी एग्जाम्पल्स. वो फंबिल कर रहे हैं वो ऑन करने के लिए फैन को, इतने में वो चंपकलाल जी आते हैं, बोलते ऐसे होगा, वो कर देते हैं, कहते ओ दैट सिंपल. कभी श्री अरविंदो ने किसी को ऐसे नहीं बोला मुझे ये चाहिए, मेरे लिए ये काम कर दो, ये भी बोल के नहीं, ये भगवान का काम है तुमको करना है, कुछ भी नहीं. एंड इफ यू गो टू मदर, इट्स इवन शी वॉज मीटिंग विद पीपल, प्लेइंग टेनिस, गोइंग टू पीपल्स होम, इंटरैक्टिंग विद एवरीबडी. मतलब आप अगर सुपरफिशियली लोगों को समझ ही नहीं आता था कि ये डिविनिटी कैसे है, लेकिन एवरीबडी फेल्ट. वो जहां खड़ी हुई वहां पर बैल्कोनी में. सो दैट डिविनिटी इज नॉट मेंट फॉर डिस्प्ले, इट मैनिफेस्ट व्हेन इट शुड मैनिफेस्ट. सो दैट्स हाउ इट इज. अब नाउ आई विल कम टू, so god and titan, deva and asura are indeed close kin in their difference, yet do they inhabit different poles. So well, thus the nature. To evolve in the sense of the god is to grow in intuition, in light, in joy, in love, in happy mastery. And now you see the happy mastery. Kyun bol rahe hain, ye nahi ki tightly humne band karke apne aap ko rakha hua, nahi hum wo khana nahi khayenge, hum mera फिसल जाऊंगा मैं. हैप्पी मास्टरी क्या होती है, बोला था ना विवेकानंद जी के बारे में श्री रामकृष्ण परमहंस ने, बिफोर ही वेंट अब्रॉड किसी ने कंप्लेन किया, बहुत लोग कंप्लेन करते थे उनके बारे में, अरे नरेंद्र होटल में बैठ के खाना खा रहा था. बोले नरेंद्र के बारे में तुम छोड़ ही दो, वो बाहर जाकर के विदेश में गोरे मेम के साथ बैठ के वाइन भी अगर पिएगा और मीट खाएगा तो भी वो अनटच रहेगा, दूसरों को कन्वर्ट कर देगा. इट वॉज लाइक दैट, लाइक ए चाइल्ड. व्हेन पीपल वुड से गिव अस ए मेथड, ही विल से नहीं है, माई दैट्स नॉट माई जॉब, आई हैव नॉट कम हियर टू इंस्ट्रक्ट, आई हैव कम हियर टू इंस्पायर. सबके साथ घुल मिल जाना, सो दैट्स समथिंग. एंड येट Now you see the line in happy. So happy mastery is something where you are not straining yourself. It may be required at a stage. So it's not the ascetic kind of mastery where I am away from things because I may get contaminated. Mastery to wo hai ki aap even in bondage you are master. Swechha se ho. Shri Krishna ki kahani hai. Savitri mein ek line bhi hai. You know, even in bonds when you are free, that is freedom. Huh? It is unconditional. It's not based on any condition. So, aapki freedom. Now you see this line, so powerful, one of my favorite. To serve by rule and to rule by service. He will make himself the servant of all. That is the kind of ruler he will be. And he will rule so that he can serve better. To evolve in the sense, okay. To be able to be bold and swift and even violent without hurt or wickedness, and mild and kindly and even self-indulgent without laxity. Without laxity or vice or weakness. To make a bright and happy whole in oneself and by sympathy with mankind and all creatures. And in the end, it is to evolve a large impersonal personality. Iski baat ho rahi thi. And to heighten sympathy into constant experience of world oneness. For such are the gods, conscious always of their universality and therefore divine. They are not limited beings, you know, working for their own good. Ye jo baat hoti na, meri sadhana, aapka yog kaisa chal raha hai, mera sadhana to achha chal raha hai, aapki sadhana kaisi chal rahi hai. Sabhi aur kya bolo? Jo kar raha hai sadhana, wo jante hai. Ye is all this ego ke hajar tarike hai, dwar hai jisse wo aa jayegi. Stay safe from the ego. Even iska ego, sadhak hu main, bahut bar aapne ashram join kiya, uska bhi ego, main ashram mein hu, log iska bhi ho jata hai, main to kabhi bahar nahi gaya, andar bhi nahi gaya, bahar bhi nahi gaya. Baat wo nahi hai. It's a joint privilege to be in the ashram. That's a different thing. But if you take it like a way of aggrandizing yourself, and human mind itna stupid hai, that's the only word I can use. Wo kisi cheez ko leke aggrandize karta hai. I've seen people ki bhai dekho, hum to khali hum bas ye wala kapda pehante. Are? Usme bhi aa jata hai aggrandizement. Itna kathin hota hai ye sab cheezon ko. Shrivindu ek jagah bolte hain, wo renunciation ka pura ek chapter hai Synthesis of Yoga mein. वहां श्री राम का एग्जाम्पल देते हैं एज द रिनंसिएट, जो कल बात हो रही थी. तो दैट्स दी, अगर आप मोटा मोटी पूछें तो एक रावण को देख लीजिए, मैं बड़ा भक्त हूं, मैं पंडित हूं, मैं ज्ञानी हूं, मुझे पद्मश्री मिला है, पद्म विभूषण मिला है, अभी थोड़ा दिन की बात है भारत रत्न मिलेगा, अभी एक नया औरो रत्न भी शुरू हो गया है. नन ऑफ दिस मैटर्स. लोग आपके बारे में क्या सोचते हैं इरेलेवेंट है. भगवान हमारे बारे में क्या सोचते हैं वही बस इंपॉर्टेंट है. दैट इज द पाथ टू सुपरमैनहुड. ओवर माइंड, दिस अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग क्वेश्चन. ओवर मैन इज अ टर्म विच हैज बीन, यू नो, अनफॉर्चुनेटली बिकॉज ऑफ थैंक्स टू सतप्रेम एंड जॉर्ज वॉन ब्रिकहेम, आई मीन रिस्पेक्टेबल पीपल, they have used, this is a kind of, I think, needless controversy created because French ke la Sorhomme, that's the word mother used in agenda. So it's been translated as Superman because she spoke of la Sorhomme. That's in context of 1st January 1969, the descent of Superman took place. So now it has been translated as Superman. But then George's hypothesis is that, well, it is not actually Superman but Overman. Now, there is a truth in that. I understand the logic, because partly because of the term Superman, but he was saying it on the basis of the French. So Overman, if you want to put it, there is a term which Aurobindo uses in Savitri, which is called as the Oversoul. So Oversoul is, from that comes the Overman, a person who is conscious of the inner divinity and who is not yet the supramentalized being, but he becomes the mediator between the supramental and the human. All the description of Superman as we understand. So what is the difference? You are changing a term, that's all. So when I read it, I said, why unnecessary confuse? It's okay. I mean, people have started now using this term, as you rightly said. So we can say simply, he is the being between, who is conscious of the divinity within. But obviously his body is, all the criteria which fit to a Superman. But his body is untransformed, but his consciousness inwardly is transformed. So, gradations. Yes, evolution. So he can say he stands on the borders before one can take a leap into the complete supramental transformation. Because obviously there has to be a preparation. So Overman is come somewhere in between. But his idea was that we should not use the word Superman. Overman is the correct word. And it was based on French. Now, I don't know French that way. But I find it convenient. It doesn't matter. Because also because Sri Aurobindo has used the word Superman in a certain specific sense. Mother's Agenda, where she talks about, you know, lost her home, is all in French. So, one who surpasses human. So, that's how the logic of it comes. Who has surpassed human is Overman. So that's how the logic comes. But she describes what that being will be. So we can go with that distinction. One thing Sri Aurobindo cautions very clearly, that there will be a tendency, because you spoke about Nietzsche, there will be a tendency to bring in the idea of the Superman and on that basis create a new religion in the name of Sri Aurobindo. And she cautions that they will give a very... Why? Because see, Christianity ka itihas hai na pura. Islam ka bhi hai. To Bhagwan ke naam par. So they will give a very harsh and cruel turn to Sri Aurobindo's thought. And then he says, we must know that this is not what Sri Aurobindo wants. He is great and mighty and benevolent and compassionate. Karuna ke sagar hai. क्या क्या लोग उनके पास आकर के एंड ही वुड बी विद देम और आश्रम में आके लोग पूछते हैं विड्रॉ नहीं किया वो शोभिंद एक जगह बोलते हैं कि मैं वो काम ही नहीं कर पाऊंगा जिसके लिए आया हूं यू नो व्हाई ही हैड टू कीप हिमसेल्फ इनसाइड द डोर सम पीपल थिंक दैट बाय शटिंग देमसेल्फ इन अ डोर दे विल बिकम सुपरमैन शोभिंद हैड टू डू इट बिकॉज ही वॉज सो फ्रीली कोई लेटर कुछ भी वो करते जा रहे हैं So at one point he had to do this because he uses the word my disciples will eat me up. So wo bhi chalega lekin jo real kaam hai. So when mother came usme bhi dekhiye unki karuna. When mother accepts ki okay ye main kar leti hun. Then he goes and starts concentrating on bringing down the supramental because that was his main work. Otherwise, he doesn't go and shut himself away from. Usme bhi letter, kitne letter, ek ek hi baat ko disciple 10 tarah se pooch rahe hain. Ek baar bhi unke andar ye nahi aa raha hai. Tumko samjha diya tha na? Wo wala padh lo. Nahi aa raha hai. Aur lambe lambe disciple to do line mein pooch liya. कुछ एक लेटर वो दिलीप कुमार है पूछते हैं व्हाई डिड सच ए फाइन फ्लावर फेड अवे सो सून उमा बोस की बात है मस्ट बी नोइंग उमा बोस वाज ए नाइटिंगेल 22 साल का उम्र में कैंसर हुआ थ्रोट का शी डाइड दिलीप कुमार रॉय का लेटर है जो छोटा सा लेटर है 4-5 लाइन का उस लेटर के ऊपर शुरविंदु का जो रिप्लाई है वो एक बुक फॉर्म में है रिडल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड वो तो उसके पीछे की सब चीजों को रिप्लाई कर रहे थे कॉस्मिक ये करुणा उनकी आंखें उनकी चली गई ये चिट्ठियां लिखते लिखते और लोग कंप्लेन करते थे दो दिन हो गया आपका रिप्लाई नहीं आया आप बहुत बिजी हैं लगता है, लेकिन संडे तो था उस दिन तो छुट्टी, ऐसे लोग डिसाइपल हैं। संडे को तो हमको लगा कि डिवाइन आपके पास टाइम होगा थोड़ा ज्यादा। और श्योरबिंदु एक देखो भगवान की व्यथा, फिर भी सेंस ऑफ ह्यूमर, वो लिखते हैं डिसाइपल को, यदि तुम एक बार देख लेते कि मैं पत्रों के अंबार में कैसे नाक तक घुसा हुआ हूं, तो तुम्हारे जैसे एक हार्ड हार्टेड डिसाइपल का दिल भी पिघल जाता। यदि तुम देख लेते कि पत्रों के अंबार में मैं कैसे टिल नेक। आप सोचिए पेन से लिख करके, आज वो ट्रेजर है हम सबका, वो प्रेम की चीज है ना, वो कह देते मैंने लिख दिया जो लिखना था, सिंथेसिस ऑफ योग लाइफ डिवाइन, पढ़ो समझो फॉलो द पाथ। सिलीएस्ट क्वेश्चंस मदर 10 टाइम्स मोर।